Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, big fan here. My question involves being annoyed by people in public. I've heard you say that you cannot tolerate people anymore. I've been monk mode for 15 years, red-pilled for 1, and have been financially independent for 10. So I thankfully don't have to deal with coworkers anymore. I have a few friends who I always enjoy, and a few family members and neighbors who I don't. I do, however, go to the sports bars and sporting events. I mostly do this for the amusement and change of scenery. But I've noticed that more and more I cannot tolerate people, and it has me questioning whether I should ever go out again. It seems not worth the amusement and change of scenery that I speak of. Outwardly, I appear as a Chad. And I'd say that in about 1 out of 10 outings, I have a pleasant interaction with a stranger, man or woman. An example is that recently a man asked me politely to take a picture of him and his extended family, which I was happy to do. After I took the pic, another man in the group said, "Take another," in an imperious voice, no doubt to impress his girl. At that point, I had visions of throwing him off a balcony, but all I did was sneer at him and reluctantly take his picture. Another time, a baby with a pissy diaper was plopped next to me, and oftentimes people will ask me questions or tap me on the shoulder without introduction. And this fills me with rage and leaves me with resentment. I'm wondering if you can expand on your intolerance and would like to get your opinion on whether or not I should just stay at home and take dick pics rather than take pics for imperious slobs. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation and topic. I'm guessing that you're over the age of 40 or 50. The older you get, the more the world seems immature to you by default. I think that's a huge part of why I'm starting to feel the way that I do. You don't have as much patience for people's BS as you know you only have so much life left. And you don't want to spend it getting heckled to take personal pictures for people. Plus, society is increasingly dysfunctional and less civil, with mental illness increasing. If you've spent the last 10 years out of the workforce and around only people that you've pre-screened, then you don't really have a high tolerance for abusive and demanding people anymore. I've been a hikikomori for almost 20 years now, and have only had an office job with coworkers for less than 6 months to a year during that time. I find that I become hypersensitive to interacting with human beings the less exposure I have with them in real life, as opposed to on a screen. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to locking yourself up in your house, where you're free instead of walking out the door and interacting with the inmates in an open-air prison asylum, Clown World Show. My disgust with people is growing, because they're increasingly insensitive with my time. I believe that many of them feel I'm just there to give them my undivided attention and use me as a sounding board. Bad women's behavior was amusing until about 6 to 12 months ago, when I could still verify what I had learned about female nature. Now it's way too predictable and it's annoying instead of simply validating how I feel about them. Now I can't even talk to clients on the phone complaining about something because before you know it, they're telling me 1,000 things about their lives, and I have no interest in hearing those things. When you mentioned that vision of throwing the guy off a balcony, I thought about that Bernie moment from the film with the same name, with Jack Black. I've been nice and polite my whole entire life, but my patience with people is being worn thin. If you think taking pictures is bad right now, then think how bad it would be if you'd walk around on vacation with professional gear and take pictures and make videos. People are constantly asking me to take pictures of them. Typically, I'd get asked 6 times a day. They also get picky and want me to retake them sometimes. But when I want someone to take a picture of myself, I set it up exactly the way I want it, and I basically put them in the same spot first, and I take a picture of them to show them exactly what I want. I set the focus, exposure, framing, and hand it to them with the example of what I want, and 80 to 90% of them think that they can do better and proceed to give me a picture with about 90% sky over my head and the bottom of the frame cut through my neck. I even put the strap around their neck so they don't drop the camera. I get paid to do it at weddings and suddenly everyone brings out their cell phones and wants a picture when I'm trying to take bridal photos. They don't seem to understand or care that there's only 1 to 2 hours to take pictures before heading for the reception, so they're stealing pictures and memories from the bride and the groom. I get annoyed all the time, because a few of the times the bride would complain about why I didn't take more pictures. I have to bite my tongue when I want to say because your bridesmaids were being narcissistic and wanted pictures in each location so they could post them on social media instantly. The COOF has greatly reduced that business, and I don't technically need to rely on that money anymore. So when I still do that sort of work occasionally, it pisses me off more than ever, because I know that I don't have to do it anymore. If I want to have pleasant interactions with people when I go and travel, I head to weird places, where many people don't go. Or I go on off hours. For example, my avoidance of people has gotten so bad that I go to bed at 10 a.m. and wake up at 6 p.m. That way I finish running my errands in the morning from 8 to 10 a.m., when places aren't busy, or at 7 to 9 p.m. when most places are winding down. Mr. Anonymous sounds to me like you have hikikomori tendencies too, and would probably be fine only going out a few times a week to do basic shopping and get stuff done. People are increasingly rude and miserable, and I find it refreshing when I go out into the country to places that are a lot more laid back, and where people have the luxury of being nice. People always tell me that people in New York City are rude. The truth is they're too stressed out to be nice. The people I ran into in rural Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa were a breath of fresh air. Even the way people drive in bigger cities is starting to drive me crazy. Cutting off everyone else and taking unnecessary risks so they can get someplace 2 seconds sooner. In Toronto, even the people that drive slowly and more laid back piss me off. When they drive under the speed limit in the passing lane, and the a-holes that cut everyone off tailgate them in that passing lane, only a few feet behind them. I only see this sort of crazy behavior in Cuck, Canada. That's why I love driving in the United States. People everywhere are going nuts, it seems. The last time I went on a date with someone to a bowling alley in early 2016, there were a couple changing a baby's poopy diaper on a dinner table in the middle of the establishment's food court. Those definitely weren't refried beans that almost rolled onto the floor. I called them white trash, and my date got pissed off. And then the next time I saw her, she friend-zoned me. I used to go to 24-hour grocery stores until they started closing them at 10 p.m. because they were robberies overnight. That should tell you how bad the trust is getting in our society. Even the thieves want to avoid people so they do the robbing at night when there are fewer cops around. I think getting annoyed by people is a multi-factor thing. I think some of it comes with age, and that prior generations were far more civil. Some comes with money because you can afford not to have to deal with abusive people anymore. Another part is probably due to overcrowding. The more people are around, the more stressed we become. Also, understanding human nature, that the majority of people are looking for someone to be an emotional tampon or servant, makes many of us want to hide at home. There's nothing wrong with that, Mr. Anonymous. You're completely rational. I escape into nice memories and nostalgia. Something that's really been bothering me is Facebook posting one of my former friends that stopped being my friend when I told him that I was going my own way. Facebook seems to be showing me daily pictures of him with his new daughter. He's an over-obsessed new parent. I find that I'm getting annoyed on Facebook and spend more time on Twitter these days, and if I don't like someone's post on either, I unfollow or mute them. Facebook is going to find itself in trouble fast if they keep using algorithms instead of letting us choose what we want to see. Sure, the monthly active users on Facebook keep going up and up, but how many of us just use it for our own favorite groups and to directly message people instead of just scroll through the feed? I used to use it to research and see how many men would like a woman's posts when she was in her 40s. After I figured out that trend, I started avoiding Facebook. I'm so avoidant of people that I don't even check my voicemail anymore, and other than the Sandman email, which I check multiple times a day, I check my personal one every 2 or 3 days. I'm also noticing half a dozen people sending me useless posts 5 to 10 times a day cluttering my email, making it difficult to spot video requests. I think this has to do with the broader trend that attention is getting harder and harder to get these days by everyone. People are getting desperate, and just as I avoid people in real life and go online, now people are following me online to platforms and trying to get my attention there instead. I suspect that eventually at some point, I'll have to move to a place in the country a mile away from the nearest neighbor and get off the internet entirely. My avoidance of people has even made me shut down the vibration and sound notifications on my phone. Those started bothering me about 2 years ago. The sound of my phone ringing gives me anxiety now because I know it's someone wanting something and not someone calling to just have a casual, mutual, beneficial conversation. Much of the time, if I see a client call me, I won't even call them back. I'll do the whole text message thing instead. Then when they call me at that point, I make up some sort of excuse why I don't want to talk on the phone. I also know that their fingers are going to get tired typing pointless stuff, so they'll tell me only what's essential via text. I can easily escape interacting with people in real life in the city now. but it's hard to escape them online, and it's starting to give me anxiety and IBS, especially when they're female and yapping about how bad their day is and what's going on in their life. I literally have a number of women that pay me to be their emotional tampons. Remember, guys, that you will be paid to be put in the friend zone if you listen and are attentive, because that's a rarity now. Mr. Anonymous, the closer I get to complete financial independence with my investments, the less BS I'm willing to tolerate, and the more I can afford to isolate myself. Many men in Japan, the most technologically advanced society in the world, as well as the most crowded one, are busy avoiding people in their bedrooms for decades of their lives, dying alone and melting through their incel kimonos and cascading as a corpse through the floor below, and they're perfectly fine with doing this. They would rather die alone, and so would I. Mr. Anonymous, just staying at home and taking dick pics won't work if your phone is interrupting you with a notification every few seconds. I'm also even more likely to listen to music these days without human voices in it. The COOF lockdowns have been interesting because they've accelerated the amount of attention people want from me online. As far as I'm concerned, they might as well get their jabs and start going out again, even if it destroys their health, because the longer they stay online, the more it chips away at my mental health. I went online in the mid-90s to escape people, and now people are here, and I'm looking for a new place to run off to. I'll let you guys know when I find it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you want to smash people over their heads with their phones when they ask you to rudely take their pictures in public. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the babies that wear diapers that look like human burritos at the bowling alley away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.